Welcome to the ADEB Club, a podcast about sci-fi, fantasy, technology, pop culture, the internet, and general nerdery. There are three things that are important to know. One, we occasionally use swear words, but try to stay in the range of PG-13, or at least the kind of R that cool parents are fine with. Two, we occasionally talk spoilers. In this particular episode, though, we discuss the vague concept of playing games in interpersonal relationships, so be warned. And finally, three, most importantly, according to eHarmony, 53% of people lie about at least one thing on their online dating profiles. With that out of the way, welcome to the clubhouse. We have snacks. Welcome to the ADEB Club. My name is Andrew Whipple.
I'm Alex Wade.
And I'm only kind of hungover today, so this should be fun.
Me too. It's, you know, I drank a lot of water on the way home last night in my drunken stupor. So, no brain killing headache.
There you go. Rock and roll. Yeah. I took my ibuprofen. The last two bars we were at kind of sucked. So I actually didn't end up getting drinks because the lines were too long. So that kind of helped out well. And my voice is not shot, which is important for when you're recording an audio podcast.
It's important. Yeah.
But we're not here to talk about hangovers or lack thereof. What are we here to talk about, Alex Wade?
We're here to talk about interpersonal relationships and why I hate games. Not video games or board games. I love those. But like interpersonal games where you're kind of like messing around with people and stuff like that. And why they and when they are appropriate and, you know, how that stuff works.
I feel like you can make a t-shirt or something like that of like, I love video games, board games, interpersonal games, no, or something like that. And then,
yeah.
And then have like Call of Duty font and then sell a lot of money for a lot of money because everyone would love to wear that. Okay, yeah. Interesting. I mean, I think that you would find a lot of people that at least on the surface agree with that. But yeah. It's that weird thing where it's like, everyone says they don't like games and everyone says they don't like to play games. But then if everyone says that, then people wouldn't be playing games and it wouldn't get to the point where people would even have to say it.
Yeah.
So why is that a thing that you're interested in? Or why is this a thing that's coming to mind right now, Alex Wade?
That's an interesting question. Well, there is a girl right now who has, you know, been kind of playing games with me. And it's not fun.
Ain't that the way?
Yeah, women, you know?
Women.
And men. I'm not trying to say, you know, and non-binary folk.
Yeah, nothing better than a podcast of two white guys saying, yeah. Women, I tell you.
But in this particular situation, it is a woman who is playing games.
Yeah.
And it's kind of frustrating because, like, I am a super, super honest person. And I take a lot of value and pride in that. And so when other people are like kind of dishonest with me and they're kind of on the edge of like, oh, like, yeah, we're totally going to go on that next date soon. But then it just never happens. And it's like, why don't you just tell me to, you know, hey, I just don't feel like this is, you know, a good thing for us, and we know we shouldn't be dating. And like, I'd be great with that, but instead, there are these games that are played, and it's just very frustrating.
Yeah. So, why? What's the right way to phrase this? Are there circumstances where you do find yourself playing games, or is it mostly this thing where it's like you try to avoid the games as much as possible, and then have to interact in situations where other people are playing games on you?
Yeah. I personally, I mean, this might be a bit, I don't know, arrogant or something, but I like to think that I don't play games until other people kind of start playing with me, in a sense.
Okay.
Yeah, and also, I do think there is a certain amount of games that are not malicious, per se.
Sure.
Like, I had my girlfriend in college, she was an assistant stage manager for my show my senior year. And like the flirtation and the wooing of someone, they're kind of games, but it's like you don't just start off being like, hey, I like you. Like you start, oh, I remember what I would do is I would always like sit next to her during rehearsals and like, you know, look over her shoulder and try to just be like physically closer to her. And be smiley and friendly. And like, that's kind of games in a certain sense of the word, but yeah, it doesn't feel dishonest.
That's actually interesting. That, I mean, this is in the context of romantic relationships, and yeah, maybe we can look at other interpersonal or like professional relationships and things like that, and maybe the same thing holds true. But especially in the world of romantic relationships, it kind of feels like the types of games that are the games to the games that are sort of self-protecting, or games where it's like the idea is, hey, we're doing this because it might be painful to like go all out and then potentially be rejected, or that sort of like,
you can't go too fast.
Like, exactly. There will be that kind of game. And then there's also the kind of game that is like, the game itself is the method of seduction, I guess, for a lack of a better word. That sounds gross. It's coming out of my mouth, but whatever.
Yeah.
That like, there's the games as armor, and the games as protect or as seduction. And it, I don't know. Yeah. In that world, is there one kind or another that feels more or less gross, or more or less honest, I guess, as you put it?
I mean, the armor one, obviously, of like being guarded and slowly opening up, versus like flirting with someone else so that you get jealous, which, to be clear, isn't what's happening in my situation right now. But
yeah,
there's that kind of game, or there's like, oh, I don't know, flirting with someone who you don't intend to do anything with, but like, which is fine. I think I'm a huge flirt, and like, I think flirting with people is a very fine thing to do, but there is a certain line that gets crossed that's like, oh, I'm flirting almost too much to not be attracted to you, you know?
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. Maybe even then, there's like, this is AW called bingo, because here I am trying to categorize the human condition into like an ordered list of subtopics. But the like games is in, again, in romantic relationships, but probably also other interpersonal relationships. Games as armor, games as like seduction, for lack of a better word. And there's also kind of the games are just like, it's just fun to be flirty. Yeah. And it's like games as game, I guess, for lack of a better word. And yeah, I
do that for sure.
It's interesting that like the game as game also seems perfectly acceptable and fun, because it's like, you're having fun and for the purposes of having fun. Yeah. It's where like, how, when all of them look like the same, are the same action, but the same action with different reasons behind it, it gets really muddy to say, okay, yeah, are you flirting with me because it's fun to flirt? Are you flirting with me because you want to flirt with me? Are you flirting with me because you're scared and want to put up armor for some other interpersonal situation reasons, all of which I have done? Are you flirting with me because you want to make someone else jealous? Have done that as well. Not great. Not great, Bob, but you know, it happens. It happens to the best of us.
Yeah, and to be on the receiving end of like deception, and you're unsure if they're deceiving you or not, and you just want to like just say, hey, what the hell is happening? It's actually one night for me where there was this girl who I was hitting on, and she was hitting on me. Mm-hmm. And she was also hitting on another dude at the bar, who like we were in a group together, all of us. And eventually she like kissed me, and then I went to the other guy because like I really liked him. I was like, hey man, I just want to let you know, like, I know you've been like hitting on her, but she kissed me, so I just didn't want any like bad blood. And she's like, oh, that's interesting, she kissed me too. And I was like, really? Mm-hmm. That's interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay. So then I went and like confronted her about this, and was like, hey, like, what the hell is going on? Like, stop messing around and playing games. Stop. Like, you either decide or don't, but if you keep in this nebulous area, I'm just gonna like get angry because you're kind of being a dick about this. And the rest of the night she kept being like, no, Alex, like, I really like you, I'm just like confused, and I don't know who to choose. And I'm like, okay, I have stopped caring anymore. I'm just, please, you're doing a bad thing, please stop doing this, like, I don't want to be with you. Why are you doing this? He's like, no, but Alex, I really like you. And it was just, so weird, and like, why are you doing this?
So here's an interesting potential twist in Turnit.
Yeah.
Is that playing games, or is that her being honest?
Oh, God.
Yeah, the fact that, like, is this actually the opposite of playing games, is being very upfront and honest about, I like both of these people, and I would like to go home and I don't know, I mean, I'm not going to put words in her mouth, but, like, you know, hey, I am enjoying spending my time with both of these people, and I like kissing both of these people, and I like both of these people, and I don't know which one to pick, and it's, this might actually be a circumstance where it's not that she's being deceptive in any way, it's just the thing that she's doing up, you know, whether she should have told the fact that she kissed both of you or that you should have figured it out for yourself, blah, 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 maybe taking that out of the equation. Is it less that she's playing a game and more that she's open and upfront about her feelings, but it just is a sucky situation because you want her to pick one or the other?
Sure. I would say possibly, if it weren't for the fact she was definitely an engager in this situation, because there were actually three guys, and the other guy had left earlier in the night, so it definitely felt like she was just trying to get as many guys to like her as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And like, we didn't really know each other too well. We were in a show together where we barely talked, and then this was the cast party, and you know, we were out for dinner and drinks, and you know, we started chatting a bit, and it's like, oh, you seem like an interesting person. And then she kept, like, before I figured out what she was doing, she kept coming to me and being like, oh my God, these other guys are like hitting on me, and they're,
oh, okay,
they're just being creepy. And
okay,
so that's, for me, those additional facts do add into it. Okay. Of like, she is definitely playing a malicious game to try and get people to like her for her own conceited reasons of like trying to feel better about herself or whatever, of like, oh, I got three dudes after me, fuck yeah, which, you know, I can imagine that would feel good.
caveat, I will say, that's a fuck ton of projection, or not projection, but like a fuck ton of assumption making.
It's just the feeling of the whole night.
Yeah, that's interesting, because it's like, to me, it seems like I'm kind of like, I threw that out as a provocation of like, is she actually playing games or not? Kind of just to see where it would go. But like, I'm almost convinced myself into it of that provocative position of like, it's more that there are the games that we were talking about earlier in romantic relationships that are more like deceptive games, or more like, oh, I'm going to make things hard to read kind of games, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Then there's another kind of game that is more like, hey, we assume the rules are aiming for like monogamous single relationships, and therefore you're like playing the field, that kind of, to mix metaphors.
Which is fine to play the field, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if I count that in the like, or if it's included within playing games, it's because I love to categorize things, it's another category outside of like the deceptive types things that we were talking about before.
Yeah, I think on the service level, almost all of these situations, can be looked at as either malicious or not. And it's really hard to, I don't know, because kind of what you're saying before of like, oh, what is just playing the field versus like, I don't know, stringing dudes along? What's the difference between those two things? They're almost the same thing, except one's described negatively and the other's described positively, you know?
Yeah. And also, caveat, which I guess we should like throw up in qualifying statements and all. Remember, this is two guys talking about especially in the world of like talking about playing games, talking about playing the fields. There's a whole lot of gender politics that goes into these happen, how they're perceived, how much of it is like, yeah, this is the way that it has to work in modern relationships if you're going to, you know, make it out unscathed and all that fun stuff. So like, there's a lot of stuff that will be inherently limited in the fact that this is the conversation that we're having if we're talking from the perspective of a romantic. Oh, actually, also both if we and when we talk about broad interpersonal relationships, same thing, like in the professional context of like, it's different for guys because we have different societal expectations and different, all that good stuff. So big ol' asterisk on all this.
I wouldn't say all of what you did was malicious, and I don't know. It's mainly just the ineffable vibe you get that of what's happening and how they're reacting and like, okay, I'm, yeah.
And it seems to me, if you'll permit me to to dime store therapist, that for you, it's the combo of the, like, there's the maliciousness in certain circumstances. Like, that's not great because you get, there's a sense of like, this is bad, or this is causing a bad, like, there's bad intentions behind it. And then it's the deception are sort of the two things that, when you think about like playing games, are the bad parts about it. In cases where the games are not deceptive or the games are not malicious, then it's like there's not something inherently wrong. If that makes sense.
Yeah, it's. I'm trying to think what in my head, like outside of the way how she was reacting to everything. I don't think I could describe you reasons why this is not just playing the field.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Like, which is interesting because I feel like in the world of romance, like all's fair in love and war, right? So yeah. That is absolutely a part of it. Like, there's a lot of like fair things for you to be doing in relationships that, you know, can be shitty and can be construed as mean in almost any other situation, and like they might be mean, but like, it's also not that horrible, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah, totally, totally. And
it's in love. It's like, oh, I get it.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, it's interesting, and it's sticky. And I will also say, to throw my own cards on the table, especially in the world of, when we were talking about like the games for games' sake or games for like emotional armor sake, I'm 100% someone who plays games. Like, totally, totally, totally. And I think mostly though, I'm white knighting myself, I suppose, or
sure.
I'm caveat that maybe other, actually not just maybe, I am certain other people probably beg to differ. But I feel like most of the time it's coming from the perspective of, oh, I'm, you know, wanting to put up walls, and so therefore I'll skate around things, or I'll leave things messy, or what yeah. have you. Or it's like you said, flirting is fun, and like the like yep. games of conversation, a la, you know, like an Oscar Wilde play or stuff like that, where it's like, oh, there's something fun about
yeah
having this space to play and to have have as an area. To explore is fun and it's enjoyable, but but it is interesting actually, even thinking about the like the games as armor. If I think about a lot of the times that I was like shitty to people and like relationships that ended badly and stuff like that, even though I think the motivation behind some of the like games and the shenanigans were trying to like put up walls and protect myself, that doesn't mean it wasn't like shitty and probably the wrong thing to do. So even in that
yeah.
more quote more justifiable, I guess, realm of games playing, that doesn't mean that doesn't make it always good. And in fact, it can yeah. be even more destructive sometimes than like
interesting
more outwardly malicious or seemingly malicious stuff. Sometimes it can be more destructive to like, oh, you're just doing this for quote unquote justifiable reasons.
Yeah, so I actually realize now what you're talking about when you mean putting your guard up. I thought you were talking about like the normal practice of engaging in like trying to start a relationship with someone, of like slowly flirting and building it up over time
yeah.
instead of just coming right out with it.
Which is also what I was talking about. I'm putting them sort of in a similar bucket, in the
okay.
same bucket, but the and also like that's also happened. There's been plenty of times where it's like, oh, someone thought I was stringing them along, and it was because I like was too scared of rejection to make an actual move, but
yeah.
But liked them enough that like I was it did, you know, it read, I guess it was in effect stringing along, but it was stringing along from the perspective of like, oh, I'm too scared to do anything about it.
Yeah, that's still shitty as well.
Yeah,
I mean, not shitty to do. It's that is still more acceptable than intentionally doing it, obviously,
sure.
but still not, like, yeah, still hurts someone.
And I guess, as with all these things, it's the question, you know, I think we talked about this on any of the other assorted ethics-related episodes, which you can find at the yep. AW Club, or the AW.club/guide. and wherever else fine podcasts are found. But the question of like intention versus impact in any sort of ethical quandary is always interesting and sticky. And there's a reason why people have been arguing about it for hundreds of thousands of years. Not hundreds of thousands of years. What am I talking about? Thousands of years. because that it, you know, it's a morally sticky ground of, is it matter more whether your intentions are good or not? Or does it matter more whether the impact was someone felt like you were playing games and stringing them along or hurt them? And
yeah,
the answer is kind of weirdly, well, I mean, the answer is who knows, but I feel like the answer is sort of both.
Yeah, that's
maybe with cool. a little more weight towards impact than intention, at least in my book. But that's always something I'm still, I change my mind on that depending on the context and depending on the year.
Intention is certainly important, but it's not as important as the impact. Yeah.
Anything else in the world of romantic relationships and games playing that is interesting to talk about or things that you would want to explore? Whistle stop tour of this thing you've been thinking about.
I'm thinking about like where the inception of the feelings start from, like, and how that affects. Does that matter? Does that?
Here's maybe a question. Do you think that for you the fact that you're put off by games playing?
Yeah.
Is it more? Do you think it's more the, well, I don't play games, so why doesn't everyone else also not play games? Or more the, yeah, people have played games and it sucks because it's like led to bad outcomes that we could have not had.
Yeah.
Probably the real answer is a bit mix of both, but is there like one side or another that feels more?
Yeah. I would say, first off, I'd like to redact my statement that I don't play games. I certainly play games.
Okay.
But sure. I would say that I play less games, relatively. And I feel like there's kind of a certain boundary that you get across where you stop like playing those other games, you know, when you start to get closer to someone, you're like, okay, it's like at a certain point you stop like waiting 3 days to text someone, right? At a certain point you stop flirting with other people in order to make you jealous so that you'll ask them out on a date. Things like that.
Yeah.
So when I get upset is when we've passed a threshold as a, you know, partner or relationship or whatever, even way before that, right? When they start to almost regress back to those games that they, I don't know, that it felt like we'd agreed kind of to like, we're going to stop playing those games now because we've gotten to a level where we trust each other and we like each other enough to say it. And
okay.
Does that make sense? Yeah.
Okay. I think that makes sense. Yeah, that it's the, that there seems to be a difference between like the level of gamesmanship that is acceptable in early stages and in just like the fucking carnage that is trying to have romantic relationships in the 21st century when everything sucks and capitalism is ruining things for everyone. But that as a relationship matures, you expect there to be more honesty and less, less games playing. And then when that either explicit or implicit agreement is broken, then that's where it's like, hey, come on, thought we were past
this.
Yeah, I think it makes sense.
Yeah, and I think that also just has to do with like an understanding of, it's like me, yes, I do play games, but I like to go past the games as quickly as I can.
Yeah.
Like I like to just get into it and be like, hey, I like you. And like, I think you like me too. And cool. Let's engage in that way. Yeah, definitely. Like after that moment is like where I start to enjoy it more than before that moment. Of like, just because it feels like there is something that isn't being said before that. Like, I like you hasn't been said yet.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like clear and, you know, I hate games.
Yeah.
It's not fun. I got to learn how to play them though. Cause you have to play them sometimes.
Yeah.
It's
required. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, no, I don't have anything interesting to say on that. Never mind.
Okay. Okay. What else? Interpersonal?
Yeah. Yeah. So we've talked a lot about games in the context of romantic relationships, which involves a lot of two white guys in their 20s talking around, oh, woe is me, relationship issues. What about games in the context of other interpersonal relationships? Because it's definitely, you could argue, if you want to be like full Todd Phillips' Joker about everything, that like, okay, any sort of like all norms of politeness and things like that are technically deception and like, fine, go watch and misinterpret Fight Club again, you loser. But where is that line between the kind of things that are necessary and required to live in a society among the different people versus the things that's like games playing? And even games playing between like acceptable and perfectly fine games playing and like, hey, come on.
I'd like to start in with a friend of mine. His name is Evan. Love the guy to death. Mm-hmm. But before we were friends, he was hooking up with another friend of mine who like I was really good friends with. And she took me to a movie that we saw together as friends that he was originally going to take her to. And then lo and behold, they walk up right behind us as he is with another date behind us. And he thinks that I am with our other friends as a date to see this movie.
Okay.
And the first period of time, like month or so of maybe 2 months of college or so, like we both thought that the other person hated each other. We had never really honestly had a decent conversation. We had just like assumed that like, oh, he assumed that I hated her or him because he did this horrible thing to my friends. I assumed he hated me because like I was like, he thinks that I'm going out with his friend or with this girl who he used to be hooking up with or something. Right. And why am I bringing this up?
Well, yeah, that was going to be my question.
I'm bringing this up because this is like an interesting like start to a relationship of like, the normal etiquettes of how you start meeting someone and how you start playing these games were very different between us because we didn't like each other. And we thought, well, we didn't actually not like each other. We just, I think we didn't like each other because we thought the other didn't like us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, we're like, oh, he hates me. So like, fuck him, was both of our opinions. Right. Yeah. So like that was an interesting way to start into a friendship after that, after we both realized that like, oh, you're not a piece of shit and you don't randomly hate me. You don't unjustifiably hate me because you're not an idiot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that was definitely a very interesting intro into a relationship.
Yeah.
I guess is my point.
Yeah. The idea of interest relationships is this actually, to further complicate all the stuff we were talking about before, the whole like, okay, playing games and any sort of treading lightly or politeness or what have you as a necessary function, seduction sounds gross, but there is also that level of like, you can't start out from the word go, like
I love
talking about saying I love you or talking about you like your deepest, darkest trauma, unless apparently you're a contestant on The Bachelor and
yep. or me sometimes. I do that very often.
Well, yeah, but like there's the not to jump back into romantic relationships, but there's a thing, I think it's from Pete Holmes on one of his podcasts, but that has kind of stuck with me, that was talking about like a lot of people say, oh, I don't like, you know, there's the early sort of early stage of relationship where it's all about like, being tentative and having to go on a bunch of dates. And it's like, a lot of people will say, what I really want is to get to that point where we're comfortable, just sitting in our pajamas on the couch, watching Netflix, eating ice cream. And like, that's getting to that comfort level. And the point that he was saying, which kind of stuck with me, is, yeah, but you don't get to just skip to the end. Like, you have to go through that stuff so that you can be at the place where you're comfortable enough to let the games drop. And I think in all sorts of relationships, there's an element of like, I think before we said, playing games, playing malicious games as a part of seduction is gross. But like, there is some level of like, you kind of have to do that so that you can even get to the place where you're emotionally comfortable dropping some of the games.
I would say yes, but also, I think the rate at which you play those games does matter. Like, I have definitely had people in my past who, like, I just really, really connect with, and they understand and I understand, like, who we are, and that, like, we can very easily get to that sit and relax at Netflix place without having to have this long period of gamesmanship.
That's a fair point. That's a fair point. Yeah, it's definitely it's dependent on the person and dependent on the relationship.
Yes. But I also, I mean, yeah. And I also think some people will intentionally continue playing those games, though. And it's like, yeah, they have different rates.
Yeah.
My rate is just a lot faster.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see that. I could see that. But yeah, I mean, that's interesting thinking about, like, intros to friendships, to relationships, professional relationships.
I'd like to go into ours.
Oh. Ooh. Okay. Okay. I'll allow it. I'll allow it. Remember that I have power over the edit, but continue.
Yes, you do.
Continue.
My memory of our intro into our friendship was you were immediately after, like, our freshman retreat, the very beginning of high school, started dating Kate.
Yeah.
And I, at the time, was best friends with Kate.
Oh, and that's right. Interesting.
Yeah.
I completely forgot that.
Yeah, me too, sometimes. But I had the impression that you didn't like me. And, like, you thought I was annoying, and you thought that, like, I was too close to your girlfriends.
Interesting.
And I was like, okay, I don't really care about this guy then. Like, he'll be around, but, like, I don't have to, you know, engage and I don't have to, like, force him to like me or whatever. And then when you guys broke up eventually, when was that?
It was definitely still freshman year. I guess probably towards the end of freshman year, or maybe. I don't remember.
Interesting. So we didn't become really good friends until, like, sophomore year.
Yes. You can definitely continue to talk about it from your perspective. I'll talk about it from mine. Yeah. I think from the I'm trying to place myself back, and I think what I remember is I definitely at the beginning, it's like, yeah, we weren't really particularly good friends, and there probably was a little bit of a, like, Wade's a little bit annoying probably was not off the mark. I think that one was that one was what I was feeling. I don't remember, though, maybe again over a decade ago, so I could totally be wrong about this. Sure. I don't remember ever feeling the, like, oh, he's too close to my girlfriend part of it.
I was probably projecting.
I think it was more the, oh, I'm friends with, this is my friend crew of, like, of this group of people, and then there's Wade there too. And Wade's fine. I don't have any beef with him, but also not particularly close with him. If I'm remembering correctly, which giant grain of salt, I don't know if I am. Sure. I think that's sort of where I'm leaning. And then at least my version of the we became friends was a combo of I started to do more drama stuff, and we had, I think it was 6 out of our 8 classes for all of sophomore year together.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah.
Literally all but, and the only 2 classes that we didn't have were just because we were in different sections of the same class. I think it was like, you were in a different French class than I was, and you were in a different, like, Algebra 2 class than I was, or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're definitely in a different French class, because I remember I was in
chemistry, English,
but, like, literally every, like, almost every hour of every day. And is that the year that you, I should think I started running cross country that year. Did you do cross country then? Yeah. So, like, almost every hour of every day, plus then,
and then also in rehearsals,
plus rehearsals. There's, like, literally hanging out with each other constantly.
Yep. And it worked out.
Yeah.
My memory is we didn't become decent friends until, like, absolutely sophomore year, like, catalyzed everything.
Yeah.
But, like, I remember being, like, kind of ironic of, like, after you and Kate had broken up, somehow I was on, I mean, there wasn't really sides in the breakup per se. But I just ended up being not as close friends with her, and then I end up being better friends than with you, which seems like the opposite of how it should have worked.
Yeah, because it is interesting. The timelines I'm not sure of, but the one other thing that I do remember is we must have been at least friendly enough and like we hung out enough that it was you bugging me for like months to audition for the all school play that got me to audition for the all school play and do it and have fun. And like, so we must have been at least close enough then that that would have had any impact at all.
Yeah, I think it was just persistence and I was an asshole.
Potentially, but like, I don't know. I have a lot of people are assholes to me, and that doesn't make me like go do. I mean, part of it was probably also that I wanted to do it anyway, and so it's like this was an excuse to like motivate me into doing a thing. But that is an interesting way that a friendship starts. And I definitely also think that like I think it was a combo of us becoming friends sophomore year, and this is off topic with the concept of like games playing and stuff like that. It was around like end of sophomore year, junior year was sort of the first time. Historically, I always like my friend group has been primarily girls and then maybe a guy or two, if not all girls, was how it had always been in like elementary and middle school, and definitely was like freshman year and to a lesser extent sophomore year. And then it was junior, end of sophomore and beginning of junior year was when it was became more like, oh, the friend group is actually like, I feel as close to Wade, to Nat, to Killian, eventually to Jeffrey, as I do to Emma, to Mahak, to Louisa, to Rashmi, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, that's...
Which was interesting.
Yeah, that's definitely, for me, post-college has been like a lot fewer female friends, and that's been unfortunate and sad.
Yeah, I think it's still, I think it's still... over indexes on female friends over male friends, and some of that is just like, happened, like most of my friend group in Chicago is from my ex-roommate who's a girl, and most of her friends are girls, and or they're from work, and both teams that I've been on have been more women than men, so I think some of it is also just circumstantial, but we're still doing a podcast.
Okay, what else about interpersonal relationships?
Maybe that's the ultimate game, hosting a podcast with someone.
Ooh, I'm going to ditch you after this, man.
Yeah. It's all a performance. I'll let you have the last word, since I think this was definitely a thing that it was fun to talk about, and I definitely am interested, and I think we got to some fun things uncovered on my own side. But I'll let anything else that you want to say or any sort of wrap-up thoughts in the world of playing games in personal relationships.
I guess I'm just gonna give my own like personal everything's been personal here of my own like hope for how I want life and I guess culture to change. I feel I'm definitely a very honest person. I've said that many times on this episode alone, and I just kind of want more people to just be more that way, to be understanding that yes, games are a necessary evil, but you can play less of them. And I want a more cultural shift in that direction. And I feel like I personally live my life trying to encourage that vibe around my friends and family and loved ones.
Yeah. Nice. Well said. I still think we should figure out a t-shirt that says like video games good, checkmark, yes. Board games, very great. I love them. Playing games when you're dating? Nah, don't do that. That's not what you want.
Games of love.
Games of love? No. Games of love? No, thank you.
So if you say no thank you to games of love, that just sounds like you don't want love, though.
And here's the thing. The shirt is going to say all of that. if you want to hear the further exploits of any potential shirts that we may or may not make, you can find the us wherever you can find podcasts, whether that's Google Podcasts, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts. Just search for the A Dub Club. It's hard to find because we did a bad job of titling things that are easy to search for. You can also find us at our website, theadub.club. That's theadub.club. There you can find all of our episodes, and you can also find our topics guide. Our topics guide is the place that has all the things that we talk about, so in this case interpersonal relationships and the concept of playing games, and you can click on those, and it will take you to all of the episodes where we discuss that thing, particularly if you want to if you only want to listen to one kind or another, or you need a place to start. You can also find us on Twitter and talk to us at the AW Club. That's theawclub. You can email us at theawclub@gmail.com, theawclub. And I think that is it.
Yeah, that's all. AW Club out.
AW Club out. That, you know, that's obviously an extreme example, but like where is that line between the kinds of like social lubrication that gross,
yeah.
No, I hate that. where is that line between, I'm gonna take that again.